Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Pardon my distance, if I seem reserved. Last time we spoke, I had started to choke, struggling to swallow your words. They were so palatable, like a profiterole. Delicious and sweet, made me feel so complete, so I downed them all whole. But I'm not the same girl that you left in your head. Took her down off the shelf, said you love her whole self, but then left her. That girl anymore, she'll want forever, and just wait paralyzed for the whites of your eyes, 'cause she doesn't know better, but I do.
I need you to know, I didn't give up easily, I spent so long not letting go, the marks on my hands started to bleed, and my love for you.
Misconstrue. When I pull back, it's no sign of attack, it's just a magnetic cue. So we can be friends, dear, but we can't be close. 'Cause each time you're near, I am drawn to the fear of what hurt me the most. I'm not the same girl that you left in your head. Took her down. Girl anymore. She asked for forever, and you said give it time, and she just bought that line 'cause she didn't know better. Now I do.
And I need you to know, I didn't give up easily, I spent so long not letting go, the marks on my hands started to bleed, and my love for you will but it's killing me, time that I gave all these goals.
Finally, finally.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Raksha Paksha.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd,
podcasting live from the springtime rejuvenation of your life. This is The Worst Little Podcast, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Happy to be back in the saddle again. I've got with me my good buddy, as always, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hey, what's up?
Cadillac Kim's in the house.
Howdy.
And then, even more exciting than that, we've got some of my favorite people in Carson City, the Gates Ladies, Raksha Paksha.
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Why, hello.
Hello, Rory. Hello, Nick. Hello, Kim.
Welcome back up.
Hello, Rick.
Hi. You gotta put your cans on. Put your ears on.
I'll get there. Let's not talk about Carolyn's cans.
Rick, don't say that.
Not right out. Yeah, right off the top.
Guys, be nice. It's girl month.
And you shouldn't say those things when she can't listen to you.
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about parts?
Ladies' parts? Well, we can talk about...
My daughter is starting her share program next week.
What's
so
that?
Really excited about
that. Oh, is
that
like sex ed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Washoe County share.
Oh.
That's what they're calling it these days?
Something social health awareness.
It's good. I'm surprised they didn't give it a scarier name. When I was in, I don't remember what ours was called, but it was something much scarier. Meant to like frighten us from ever having sex for the rest of our lives.
Yes. Scared abstinent.
Yeah. Yes. Do you remember the giant pictures of warty genitals?
Yes. Oh my God.
And just being like, holy shit.
And then I had to get
That's
re-traumatized.
That's what happens when you touch it.
I had to get re-traumatized when I was going through nursing school because we had a whole thing on it.
And that shows even
on the
worse
projectors
ones, huh?
And like they were. Oh. Yeah, it was real bad.
Let's get the show started.
Yeah. Sorry to talk about genital warts in the first 30 seconds of this show.
But hey, if you're actually interested in some of the events that are relative to young ladies and their developing lives, please go over to Good Luck Macbeth in the next couple weeks, including this week, to see The Wolves by Sarah Dillap. It's a Pulitzer Prize finalist from 2017. Sarah was a Reno native. And it is a story about a women's high school soccer team that brings up actually a lot of awkward, weird issues that girls talk about in their locker rooms and practices.
Interesting.
All female cast.
Yeah, all female cast, directed by Kristen Carter, who most recently was Viola in our production of Shakespeare in Love.
She's great.
She's amazing, and she was on the podcast.
And Jesse Briggs,
yep,
who played.
So we opened. We opened last weekend. I have heard the show is great. I'm gonna take Riku this Wednesday for a midweek show. It's gonna be running Wednesday to Saturday this week. So come on out and get you some.
Nice.
There's also, I think, Sunday matinee this week.
All right. Well, yeah. We actually have some guests in the studio that I will introduce.
Hello.
We've got Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Carolyn!
She's waving.
She's waving.
Wave back at her wherever you're
she
sitting.
She did not see me waving.
In your car or at your desk, wave back at Carolyn.
It's
she'll
bit
feel
like
it.
A parade wave. Just
yes,
so you
it's
know.
A princess wave.
Not the dismissive one that the queen does, but
oh,
like
yeah.
A like
yeah,
a
no,
welcome
fuck that.
Warm and fuck
that wave.
Soft
like
parade
Diana.
Wave.
Yes. Like Lady Di. Yeah,
yeah
Princess
like
Di.
Like
yeah.
we could hang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my wave. Shaolin, what's your wave like?
Oh, she's doing monkey arms.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that was very much like an Adventure
the,
Time.
The wild,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
Was it the amazing like wild and wavy
eucalyptus?
So it was super, super inflatable, flailing arm tube man.
Yes, there you go. That's what she looked like. Yeah.
Inflatable, flailing arm tube man. Say that 10 times in a row, fast.
It's nice, but it scares dogs.
Yeah, it does. Well, welcome to the show. It's been almost actually exactly 2 years since
almost,
you've been
exactly.
on the show. And this time for our second installment of Women's March, which is a whole month of shows dedicated to Reno's lady musicians, female-fronted bands, lady artists, etc. And you guys
were
two generations.
Already a part of our Women's March.
Before
we even labeled it that.
We were
yeah.
the OG.
You were the OG.
Women's
March. That's right.
I don't know what the shows around you were, but I bet they loved women too.
I looked. It was Prince Robot and then somebody else.
Oh, my God.
That's cool, too.
That
actually,
is
awesome.
We love
yeah.
Yeah. Totally
yeah.
female fronted. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we've got two generations of amazing musicians and
yeah.
lots of talent in this room right now, and it's really cool, actually.
Yeah. Shaolin came home from college and was writing a bunch of songs on the piano, and I just couldn't contain myself.
You were hearing the beat?
Oh, I just wanted to play with her. So I finally I would be like, can I sit down here?
And how long ago was that?
And she said, no, Mom, you're a horrible musician. And you had to audition for the spot?
Yeah, maybe if you practice, Mom.
You did, didn't you? I can see on your
face.
No,
I didn't. I was just so excited that anybody wanted to hang out with me.
It's cool you got matching shirts on, too.
You do. Yeah. March Divide.
We're celebrating the month of March.
It's March.
And I get it, yeah.
March Divide. Mm-hmm.
It's Women's
March.
Our
friend Jared Putnam, who's based in
San Antonio, I believe. His band is called The March Divide.
Yeah, he just came through a couple of days or weeks ago, I guess. And we played with him a while ago.
In November?
October.
End of October, I think we played at Foxy with him.
The Foxy Olive.
Yeah, he's really rad, really good songwriter.
He is really good, actually. I bought a CD while I was there.
Yeah, he's great.
Jen actually opened for him. She was our guest last week.
They did the Sunday show.
They were doing the
played in Carson
Taco
City
Sauce
on the Saturday
and Your
Seatbelt
reunion tour. That's what that's called. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
How long have you guys been playing together then?
2014.
Oh, okay.
Or so, right?
Was it that?
It was before I graduated, and I graduated in 15.
Yeah, because we played. We played a show instead of you graduating.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we played Mary Anarchy instead of me going to my graduation
ceremony. Well, I mean, that's rock and roll.
You got to have priorities.
Like, we could stand around at UNR for
UNR?
8 hours.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
We could just play a rock show.
That is many Reno punk rock points.
It's really
right there.
Cool, actually.
Way better memories, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, because I don't remember my graduation at UNR very much because I spent most of the day drinking off of a flask and standing in line.
Right.
It all just kind of blends together, and then they call your name, and then you sit down and you keep waiting.
And
again.
I graduated from high school. Like, I remember what that was like.
Right.
I don't know. I felt like I was better well known in high school, so it was probably a better experience. And I don't really care. I did the work. I have the paper. Yeah. That's all I want.
God,
so like, okay,
guys, I am so glad I dropped out now.
I was gonna say, like, I have never had a graduation because I was homeschooled through high school, and then either of my college graduations I didn't go to because one of them was in Southern California, and I had to move back home to Northern California, and graduation was like 3 months after classes had actually like finished or whatever, because they just did like one big graduation every year, no matter like whatever. But so I don't even know what it's like to walk across the stage and like get a diploma and stuff. And I always thought I was missing out, but it sounds really,
really
boring.
Not that
it's,
cool.
It's not as
awful.
Cool as a podcast.
It's very much a hurry up and wait scenario.
Yeah,
hurry up and wait.
Let's
hurry
get
up
you
and, wait.
And all your relatives to spend 8 hours in the hot sun.
In a black gown.
I will say UNR has switched
that somebody
up.
Wore before you.
They sweated in it last year.
I will say UNR has switched it up. They break it up by like departments and schools. So you're only doing a 2 hour thing, and they just
do
four graduations a day for like 3 days in a row kind of thing. So,
well, okay, that it's nice to pinpoint it because it can be difficult.
And you're just listening. Like, I graduated with an arts degree, and I'm listening to everybody with all the science degrees and economics degrees.
Yeah,
and
you're like
I don't know any of these people.
I got drunk with that guy once.
But
I couldn't even do that because I was 30 and they were all like 24, so I didn't know any
That's
of
awkward.
Them.
Awkward.
I don't want to poo-poo anybody's ceremony. Like, if someone, if that's how they celebrate their accomplishment, and you know, and Mom wants a picture of you in a gown holding a thing that she paid $80,000 for, whatever. I don't mean to poo-poo it.
Honestly, I would probably want that
to me.
If
it's
I
a big waste
grand.
Of time.
And when I get my doctorate, you know, I'm going to be walking across that stage, like shaking it.
I can see
you're going to be walking across that stage with two little
really
fingers
wanted to
raised.
Do a
that's
cartwheel. I really wanted to do a cartwheel across the stage.
Oh, why didn't you?
But I wasn't there.
She was in Mary Anarchy rocking out.
Never mind. Yeah.
I just imagine.
Why don't
Rory
you do a cartwheel on stage at Jubb's?
Yeah, I will.
Next time you go into Jubb's, just like start at the door and do a cartwheel all the way to the stage.
Ooh, I'm going to wear gloves.
I would. Probably
I wouldn't touch that floor.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, are you guys all hooked up with Mary Anarchy this year yet?
We haven't yet, but we are interested. It's too late, I think.
No.
If
you're interested in joining Mary Anarchy, you need to go hit up either Rory Dowd or Cadillac Kim
and
or
stop
Michael Lynn Ramirez. No.
No, it's not bothering
I'm locked out of Facebook.
You are still locked out of Facebook.
I quit.
It's been over a week.
When the whole
I feel
world,
great.
When the whole world was locked out
too
of
much,
Facebook.
Except for shit
Nick
I had to
is
go
still
in there
locked
for.
Out because it was his fault, probably.
Nick, but okay. I want you to know, Nick, you haven't missed anything. So.
No, you haven't.
I've had some weird stuff going
People
on
are
with
mad.
Like my message notifications,
yeah.
like chat groups and stuff.
Super
It'll show up 4 or 5 days later.
Yeah, it's messed up right now. Yep. Especially like groups and stuff.
I just can't even get in.
There was
my
like a crash last week.
Or my Facebook.
Yeah, well, hit any of us
so
up,
So if you
really.
Need help, get okay. a hold of us. We're still taking the roll call for bands who are interested in
yeah.
playing.
And when is it going to be May 18th, you said?
17th and 18th.
17th and
18th. 17th and 18th.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we would like to formally register.
All right. Okay, Roxbox will be
I'm writing your name down on the hot list.
Are you just waving your hand in the air?
Yes.
Saturday.
Yes, I am. I'm writing it on my palm with an invisible pen.
Right. That's right. That's how we roll up the podcast.
But then later we'll use a lighter and lemon juice to make the message.
Oh, okay. I was like, don't burn yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Light it on fire and never see it again.
New record.
Yeah. Will this be your second Mary Anarchy, or have you played others?
We've played a couple.
I've played quite a few over the years. Mm-hmm. I think Jen and I started playing Mary Anarchy's in 2008.
Well, Caroline,
right.
you're in,
like
six bands, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just
what bands
three
are
right
you
now?
In currently?
I play drums in a band called Blunderbuss with right? Jen Scafidi and Carson right. Cessna. I have this project with Shaolin, which I play drums in, and then I also have a project with my dear friend Carla Baptista called
yeah.
Betty Rocker.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I've been
right.
playing rhythm guitar in that band for, I guess, the last couple of years, but I played bass.
Nice.
The well-rounded musician here.
So
and what
awesome.
Are your other bands that you had been in?
That's it.
That's it? Just the
I love
my
how...
first real band was Jen and... Blunderbuss.
Oh,
I love how you
as
didn't mention any of the men in any of the bands.
She mentioned Carson.
Oh, yeah, Carson, you're right.
Wow, that was well, yeah, that was kind of a dig at Carson, Rick.
Whatever.
No, I don't think so.
I was
Betty
thinking
Rocker
no,
also
I'm just trying
has,
to make fake humor out of nothing here. So.
Well, I should say, like the Betty Rocker project was founded with Carla. We collaborate and write songs together. Neither one of us knew what we were doing, so that made everything okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, she's the center of that project. It'll always be about her and for mm-hmm. her.
She's awesome. It's so
her.
Much fun.
I would love to meet her
but,
eventually.
We have
wonderful.
A fantastic
I've never
drummer.
Actually seen you guys
his
play
name is
together.
Oh,
yeah.
No, we
I
don't play
to.
Often
really
together
to.
Because she moved to the Upper Peninsula. She lives
they,
in Washington.
They played
Washington.
More
oh,
when
shit.
She didn't live out of town.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
But
they haven't dropped it.
Ah. Yeah.
No, Carl and I still have a Skype date once a week. We spend 2 hours. Just catching up as friends and writing new songs, and we both have learned a little bit about, like, I don't know, junky free recording software, so we can take snippets and send them back and forth digitally. And so we still collaborate and write songs. In fact, Carla was here on Tuesday,
and
we recorded one
song. And when she says here, she means motherfucking
in this room.
Here.
Oh, wait, here? You guys are
here.
Yeah. Recording together?
She flew down Tuesday morning.
As a DWS.
This is how lucky I am. Nobody else gets to go to Betty Rocker shows. But
you get to see them regularly.
Betty Rocker comes to town.
We actually are here at Dogwater more often than we play shows.
Nice.
That's true.
Well, you're on my radar. I definitely want to see you guys next time.
Awesome.
So let me know when.
Is Rick still your drummer for that?
Yes, our fantastic drummer, Rick Charles.
Yeah, not Rick Me.
Yes,
no.
That would be
I'm
terrible.
Like, Rick doesn't play drums.
No,
I only found out recently that you played instruments. I didn't know that you were a musician, Rick.
Like,
I dabbled in keyboard. It's
I was at like, instruments
it's
like
real.
With the skin flute, the keyboard, the bagpipe.
The bagpipe.
Let me stop you
calling it these days.
Please,
I can
let
mouth
me
harp
stop
if I have
you
to.
There.
Anyway, sorry.
Since I'm mentioning names, I'm going to finish up and say that we have a new bass player in Betty Rocker. His name is Brian Garland. He's super funky and soulful.
First time meeting him, and he was such a cool guy.
He's such a sweetheart and a kind man and a good player, good musician.
Nice.
So we have a great thing. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about all my other bands.
Well, and actually, we're using Brian's voice.
He's going to cameo on our Raksha Paksha.
Yeah, we did like a spoken word thing, and we asked him to do the spoken word part on a Raksha Paksha song because we're recording a full length album right now.
And when is that going to
In this
happen?
Very studio?
No.
No, I'm doing it with my dad.
Right, wonderful.
Because
Vince, down in Carson.
I didn't get to do it with my dad last time. I recorded with Tom Gordon because I was like fresh out of college and I'd just taken all his classes and I really wanted to work with him. And
well,
he's
Tom's
an old friend anyway.
It sucks to be so well connected to all the great recording people in town.
Such a pain.
My kids are lucky.
But, I mean, Vince has been doing it longer than I have, and Tom goes back further than any of us.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky you're here at all.
I'm just trying everything on, seeing what I like.
Vince was recording bands the whole time. But that's
how
we had kids in our house.
I met you. Like, I met your children as wee ones because I came in to record some.
Yeah, the
with,
whole
with
entire
the crush story.
The entirety of the Reno music scene knows my kids from diapers.
Absolutely.
Is that weird for you, Shallon?
No, not at all anymore.
It was.
I don't even introduce myself with my name. I usually say I'm Vince's kid or I'm Carolyn's kid.
In fact, I think Shallon made her rock and roll debut as a 3-year-old. A band
called Tasty Red Snapper
was recording at our house, and Shaolin was like,
"That was a local band,
three,
right?
Yeah,
Reno band?
Yeah,
I remember
Whole Squaw Brothers, Ben and
Okay.
Well, and Ben is and Todd fronting the Reno Faith No More.
Yeah,
Ben Faith
Whole
Reno
Squaw
More.
Is currently currently cover band fronting that. Yeah, they were doing a record, and one of the parts was a siren whistle. And she was lurking outside in her little mermaid bathing suit or whatever. And she would just squeal every time they hit that siren whistle.
I thought it was very
funny. One of them got captured, and they loved it, and so they kept it on the record.
Aww. Awesome.
Aww, so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's been going on with you, Shallon? No.
I'm still laughing at siren whistles, actually. I just have one in my room, and I go, and then I go, My roommates are really tired of it.
Sounds like you're having a good time.
Well, you guys recently had a great show on Galentine's Day over at Dead Ringer.
So mad I missed that.
That was
so
awesome.
We had a big
awesome.
Turnout. I was
Did
surprised
you go,
because the weather was
yes.
kind of...
Yes,
Rick
love you
came
guys.
And it to was, our show.
Isn't that special when...
Yes.
Anytime I see
when
Rick in public,
to our show,
it's super
it's
special.
Oh, it's like a leprechaun sighting.
We were on
it. It was so awesome. And everybody was there. It was nice and fall. And like it was just amazing.
Yeah,
and I was completely alone on Valentine's Day. And the whole show was about how we were all alone on Valentine's
Day
together.
No, you were with us.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have developed this like latent bitterness about Valentine's Day, which a lot of people have, I feel like. And I usually just try to ignore it or get really bitter about it and like make it funny. But this time when we were playing that show, it was just like I looked out into the audience of like all my best friends from forever. And I was like, you know what? There is nowhere else I would rather be right now. And there's no one here that I wouldn't want to share this with. And I don't really need anything more than this. And it was really special.
Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Exactly what it was like.
That was perfect. Mine, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody else is like having like fancy expensive dinners out with their significant
and
others and wearing
other
uncomfortable things.
And
I'm like... I went to karaoke with my friends. I'm like,
I left my wife and children at home to come see your show. Work your show. Work. I was at work.
Way to contribute to the Lonely Hearts Club.
I went to theater with my wife, but it was Shakespeare in Love.
That's a perfect Valentine's
Day.
Well, we all like you together. It's all good.
Yeah. She's
but
great.
I've had you guys in the studio a bunch of times for little things, the podcast, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'd never been in the same room with you guys when you play.
You've never seen us perform, actually.
It was the first time because I'm always in a different room watching the levels on the mics.
You're like, and, wow, they don't take their faces off when they play.
Oh, it was dude,
they don't
really,
show their skin suits.
For everybody that's listening, not... Like a third of the greatness of Raksha Paksha is Shaolin's facial expressions when she sings.
Oh, absolutely.
So emotive. The song means
her
so
posture,
much more.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That blew me away. I was like, this is what I'm missing? Wow.
We can, like, record it for you if you want.
Install some cameras.
Yeah, we do need cameras, I think.
I'm just going to say that Shaolin doesn't do anything at 60%.
Let's have another song real quick. How about that?
Yes, do more.
Yeah.
Ooh, time to get introspective.
And I'm sitting directly across from Shallon so I could just stare at her face.
But
I won't laugh if it's funny.
Oh, dang.
Make me laugh.
Please laugh. Yeah, I would love for you to laugh.
Make me
I don't
want to
ruin the song.
There was, while Mom's going downstairs to get back to the drum set, there was a time when my sister and I were both recording tracks for my dad, one of my dad's songs, and it was like wordless vocals, and it was pretty easy stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to record with like an XY configuration of two mics at the same time. Like, so we were like standing facing each other, and we were recording with these XY configuration mics. And we're both like, for the most part, closing our eyes because it's hard to sing and record. but at one point, I opened my eyes, and my sister was making this adorably hilarious face, and I started laughing and could not stop. And for we tried to continue to record for the next half an hour, but and could not get a single take because we kept laughing so hard.
Once you can't laugh, you can't not laugh.
Right, right. Yeah. And then, like, it ended up that my dad kept it, and it's actually on the end of the track. He just put the whole thing where I, like, couldn't stop laughing, and we were, like, making fun of each other, and it's really funny. The song's called Close Your Eyes. And it's on his like Bandcamp page, and
Vince Gates Bandcamp,
and it's a good song, and at the end of it you get to hear my sister Samantha and I be complete utter lunatics.
Samantha, former intern of yes. the podcast from way
oh,
back,
wow,
from
yeah.
like season four.
Oh, we are all connected.
The Sparks House, yeah,
yeah. This is a tiny town. Are you here? Are you there? Wait, are you here or are you there?
I pushed my microphone back. I'm here to you there.
okay. Awesome.
For you up there, I am here, which is there to you.
There to you, here. Here for me, there for you. What?
I'm not sure we're doing this right.
So Monday, right?
Monday?
Wow.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
The magic of behind the scenes with Raksha Paksha.
Let's play this pretty, pretty song.
Let's play this pretty, pretty song.
Martin loves to watch the swallows nest within his trees. He rises just before the sun to hear them sing their pleas. And while they fly so freely, all the sky's great mysteries known, he aches inside his creaking bones and sings one of his own. Please, God, make me a bird. Please, God, make me a bird. The blue sky turns to gray and storm clouds melt into the hue. As Martin frets for his poor birds, the old barn comes to view. And desperately he motions for their safety through the door. But the frightened swallows scatter and he wants it even more. Please, God, make me.
Too. Thank you, Rick.
Rick, I see what you mean. she makes really passionate faces.
Oh my god,
it's not funny though.
You feel it 10 times more because like her face is like, whoa, is that for real.
Thank you.
I feel things very deeply. It's not always a great thing, but it's always a real thing.
So this is great, but go see them.
Come see us play.
When is that going to happen? Do we already cover this while I was gone?
Maybe Mary Anarchy. No. We don't have anything on the books, right? We've been kind of hibernating in the studio over the winter because, A, we've been recording, and, B, we don't like leaving our houses when it's cold outside.
Well, who does?
Fair. But, yeah, we're going to play shows.
No,
that's
the
plan.
Dude, the winter months are so hard. Like in January, the studio was barely booked at all. I could barely pay rent. And now I'm booked like 2 months out, just slammed. It's springtime. Everybody wants to record.
I have a regular thing with Veronica, our mutual friend, mm-hmm. who lives down in Carson. And it's a Sunday night gathering with a few people. And she has not been able to make it up because of the weather since December.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one or the other of us was sick or the weather was awful, you know, like
it's
all of us.
It's always snowing in Washoe.
Oh,
always.
Yeah.
It's like sunny in Reno and sunny in Carson and like whiteout blizzard in Washoe.
I've been driving
through Washoe Valley a lot lately, and the sign that's all, if you're a truck, do not go any further, you must exit now.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are like, I don't think that means me.
Like,
and then you see flipped semis on the side of the road.
Driving across Washoe Valley, and it's so bizarre to see, like, and they can't pull them back up. Because it's still windy. So they just lay there like a giant graveyard of fallen
over like a dead horse.
I'd never seen that before
it's
in my life.
Too bad they don't have beetle legs that they can wave in the air.
Oh, God.
Like, I can't get
someone
up.
Should make that a meme. You know, there's memes where people draw on like animated legs on things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be a real stormy season. It's just the natural. The Washoe Zephyr that runs through Washoe Valley is literally hurricane force winds.
Yes.
That's no big deal. Everybody's like, Nevada's a cool place to live. It's fine. The weather's great.
You know,
like,
it's
what?
It's not really.
It's not a desert. It's not sunny and hot all the time. It's kind of crazy.
It does try to kill you, actually.
It does try
a
to
lot
kill
of
you.
Terms.
Yeah.
You guys, it's not a big area. Why don't we build a wall?
Oh my gosh, you're a genius.
Go through.
Sure. A very stable genius.
They do make windbreak walls and that kind of thing, and it's been proposed, but there's so much private land along the road that it
but
is
then,
actually a
would it prevent the Californians from coming across the border?
One could build a wall around Reno.
Let's do a little deal with California. We trade them all of Clark County for the rest of Tahoe.
Yeah.
Guys, we don't want that half of Tahoe.
That'll fuck up our voting.
That half of Tahoe sucks.
Have
you seen the beaches on the beaches on the California side blow? They're all like rocks, like jagged rocks. There's no, you can't just lay on it. All the sandy beaches are on the Nevada side.
Do you think that sand is natural, Rick?
Oh, did we do that?
Yeah.
They drive in trucks every year and dump off like 2 tons of sand.
Why isn't California doing that?
Yeah.
Do they?
No, I mean, a lot of beaches are sand is reclaimed from one to the other, and they have their trucks.
They're just driving the sand around?
Yeah, not even.
How do we get that job, driving sand around? I'll drive a truck all day with sand in the back.
The first time I went to the California side, I was like, what the fuck? I mean, it was like
where
rocks.
Where did you
like
go?
It was the area where the Truckee River leaves. Where the Truckee River goes out, what is that? King's Beat? King? No, I don't know what it is. It's the spot where but it's the California side.
Up on the North Shore? California?
Huh? Yes. North Shore, California
the
side.
The T-hole?
It's where the Truckee River begins. I was seeing the spot where it leaves the, because you know the Truckee River is, I should stop talking, I'm sorry.
By
there, there were like rocks like the size of both of your fists put together, jagged rocks covering the whole beach.
Like Boca?
Like as
kind
far
of
as the eye could see.
I had to check.
That's what you were walking on. There
like,
was no.
Rick, like Boca or something like that?
Yeah.
Worse.
Worse than Boca.
Because isn't Boca like, aren't they like a little rounded? These were jagged
No,
rocks.
I remember it being very jagged.
Okay,
feeling
same
like,
thing then.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah, it hurt your feet. You need to wear like aqua socks or
like
something.
They were trying to make it awful.
There's some nice beaches on South Shore.
Okay, so I don't ever get that down that far, though.
That's where I grew up.
Did you?
Yeah, in South
Tahoe.
Oh, I
didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were from Seattle.
Well, I am from Seattle, too.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I moved to Seattle
for 4
years.
I thought you like grew up there.
And then, like,
he's also from
during
outer space.
That whole grunge
outer space
thing.
Outer space makes much more sense. Yeah.
From like 90 to 93 and a half.
Nice.
And it was
that was
crazy.
A good time to be there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a good time.
It was wild, man.
I get to
think
go up
about
there.
It a lot.
I get to go up to Seattle next month for my birthday.
Oh,
cool.
My brother bought me a plane ticket. Thanks, Steve and Bex.
Well, I'd like to
be
the first person to say
probably.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Thank you. You got in early. Yeah, probably going to go see some shows. There's some cabaret. Like my friend Kat Robichaud, she does this thing called Misfit Cabaret in Oakland. But she's actually on tour for like the second time ever. And she's doing a thing, a Star Trek themed weirdo burlesque cabaret show thing up in Seattle. So
that sounds
that.
Awesome.
It's so fucking good.
That sounds like a nerd's dream.
It's nerdy and it's awesome and everybody's sexy as fuck and she sings really well and like plays piano and like it's just fucking, it's awesome.
Cool.
Well,
so and then I'm gonna get to see my brother.
If you're up in the SeaTac area, that's what you should be checking out.
Yeah. But no, I get to spend 5 days there, and I'm so excited.
Oh, that's lovely. That's gonna be great.
I haven't seen my brother in like a year and a half, so that's kind of crazy. But yeah, he used to live in San Francisco, but now he's too far. So
it's important to stay connected with siblings.
So hey, if you're listening, let me know what the cool shit in Seattle to do is.
Also, if you're listening, don't forget that we've got a Patreon page out there.
Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Be our siblings, our brothers
go
and
ahead,
sisters.
Go ahead, Rick. You can keep rolling.
So, just so you know, guys, when I first set up the Patreon, one of the things that Patreon kept saying over and over again was, hey, by the way, you should really give your Patreon subscribers something extra. Your Patreon subscribers should be getting more. You shouldn't just like ask. And I was like, haha, that's so funny, Patreon. I'm not going to do that. And so all of our stuff is all clever and funny. Like, hey, we're not going to give you shit, but please give us money. Well, guess what? Beginning this last week, out of nowhere, we decided.
I was going to say, we still have the standing offer that if you give $100 in a month, I think it is, that you get to go out with Chewy and each pay for your own meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chewy will come to your house and eat your dinner.
No, he said so.
He did say so.
However you want to do
However, we have added something for listeners at a lower price point.
Right. Yes. If you subscribe $5 or more, you get put on the magic list. And every week, we're going to record our sound check with the band and an additional song, or sometimes two in the case of this week, will be sent to your email inbox if you so choose. And if you tell me that you don't want that, I'll stop doing it. But that's extra stuff. And we all sit in the studio during the sound check now and talk about it. So it is a tiny little mini show, and you also get this very often on Tuesday.
Yes.
So way
what?
Ahead.
So you've
way
already
ahead of the show.
You've already heard it if you are a Patreon subscriber.
That's right.
It's content. Yes. Or you could possibly already heard it. Go check your email.
Right. So the Patreon people will be getting stuff ahead of everybody.
Exclusive content.
Yes. Right.
And a short little like 5-6 minute thing with an extra song or two and all of us talking. If you do $5 or more per month. And
so
we love
worth
you
it.
All.
So I would have paid $5 for last week's that you sent me.
It was
I would have
awesome.
Paid $5 for that one song.
It was hilarious. And we revealed secrets. And now it's too late. You can never get it. Can never get it.
It was so good. I thought, why don't we just do a 7-minute podcast?
I mean, we could be out of here in a quarter of an hour.
Maybe this is the bonus content in the future.
Not a bad thought.
Oh, my God.
So, yes, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. Please give $5 or more so you can be on the list.
Get bonus songs and early bird shows.
Early bird show. You'll know before the rest of Reno what's happening.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
That's our Patreon.
You'll see if a guest canceled and we got a new guest. You'll know ahead of time.
Did we already talk about what we did this week? Because I did some really cool shit this week.
What did you do? We did see some shows this week.
We did see some shows.
St. Patrick's Day.
It was St. Patrick's. I did Heterophobia on Friday night, and they're actually playing tonight. So as soon as this show's over, I'm going to zip down to 40 Mile and see them. There was some touring band, but I didn't even pay attention to who they were because I love Heterophobia so much. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to be there. But yeah, no, you came to that show at Picnic.
Yeah, Picnic.
Did you get? Did
Punk
you stay to
Picnic,
see them?
We were like, yeah,
It was Juveniles and Heterophobia. It was actually really good.
Yeah,
good crowd.
I love the Juveniles.
Good sound. It was great. And then Saturday, I worked the Leprechaun Crawl. That's still a thing. I've been working the crawls, in case any of you don't know, for 10 years now.
Wow.
Actually, 2019 is my 10-year anniversary. Yeah, so I ran the photo booth, and then we got to run around, dressed silly.
Did you run in a circle?
Pretty much. We ran around in a circle downtown, if that makes any sense, to all the
bars. It's more fun in circles.
Yeah, no, I worked it, and then we went out like at midnight-ish, and we tore it up. And it was really fun. Went to the 5-Star. The DJs were great. people were having a really great time. We had a record-breaking year for the Leprechaun Crawl this year.
Awesome.
Everybody was having a great time.
Sweet.
Yeah, and then I spent all day yesterday recovering, and here I am. Most of the today, too, also recovering.
You made it through.
I did it. I didn't get to go out last night, though, and I'm bummed because last night was actually St. Patrick's Day, and Deadly Gallows was playing at Shea's, and there was a really cool show. There's a really cool show happening at Holland Project.
I actually went to that.
Did you?
To
tell me about that.
Yeah. No, no, no. Sorry, not Twerp Day. I'll talk about that in a second.
Man-Man, right?
Man-Man played with People with Bodies and Rebecca Black.
The Friday girl, right?
Yeah.
Dude.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to meet her, and she's super cool, actually.
I bet she is.
So her deal is like, you know, she made a music video when she was 13, and she didn't even write that song.
No, of course she didn't.
Her parents just paid a bunch of money for her to...
No, this is a thing.
Yeah. They people just like paid a bunch of money for her to be in this music video, and she just like sang it and was like, okay, I'll do this, I guess.
Yeah.
it was worse than a Baby Shark song.
Everyone's heard it. Like, I don't know why you're describing it. Everyone's heard Friday. And she, like, she came out with, like, a new single and called it Saturday, and it's, like, totally making fun of Friday, actually.
Oh, I'm so much older now and totally more self-aware.
I want to hear it. I got to hear that.
It's really good. It's funny. And then she actually has been writing some new stuff, and it's kind of poppy and, I don't know, it's a lot more mature. Obviously, she's not 13 anymore, and she's writing her own stuff.
Good for her.
And she's pretty cool. And I don't know, it was a good show. And
I can't believe she was 13 in that video. She looked so much older.
Yeah,
but still, yeah.
And then Man Man was incredible.
Tell me about this band. I've never heard of them before. Everybody was talking about it all day.
And I guess so. People with Bodies. I'm pretty well connected with them.
You should tell them to hit us up. I want to have them on the podcast.
They would have fun here. Yeah. Yeah, my siblings live in the same house as them, and so I see them a lot, and I guess that they're, like, Man Man is a really big inspirational band for them, so it was, like, kind of a big deal for them to get to play with them, and I think that's so cool.
I love when that happens.
So Man Man comes on stage, and they're all wearing purple sequined polyester ponchos with hoods.
Okay.
And it was just like, it was already, I was like, okay, that's what we're doing.
When you tell me that a band comes out wearing like all the same things, especially ponchos,
uniforms.
I think of like the Polyphonic Spree or like they're in some sort of cult. Are they in a cult?
I don't know. Maybe.
Blink twice if you need help.
My name is Doe. This is my wife, T. You know?
And then they kind of sound like if like Gogol Bordello was doing like Frank Zappa covers.
Oh.
It's really fun.
Okay.
Sam, sounds like a party.
Alex, my buddy Alex from Prince Robot, he and Heterophobia now actually, he offered me his extra ticket for last night's show, and I was like, oh, I'm pretty wrecked. I don't really know the bands. I'll just stay home. And now I kind of really wish I didn't because everybody's talking about this.
It was sold out. You might not have been able to get in. Actually.
Well, he had an extra ticket.
He had the ticket.
Oh, he had a ticket, but like... I regret it now because everybody's been talking about it all fucking day.
Wow. Yeah, it was really great. Yeah. And then if you like bands in uniform, I went to a show on Tuesday at the Holland Project, a band called Twerp, which stands for Tupperware Remix Party, played there.
Okay.
And I've actually been a fan of them for a long time, and we heard that they were playing there, and we like bought tickets back in like December.
Nice.
They're from Canada. But they are also from outer space.
Oh, of course they are.
And they're like as if the Power Rangers had started a really high energy, like 80s synthwave driven funk band.
God damn. Wow. Why did I miss that?
They are so great.
I want that right now.
I know, right?
If you haven't listened to Twerp, go look them up. TWRP.
Yes.
They're incredible. They're really incredible.
Nice.
And it was super fun. They all dress up in costumes, right? They all have like their own character. There's Dr. Sung and Lord Phobos and Commander Meowch and have Hogan.
Meowch.
And they're just hilarious and they're really funny and they're
sound awesome.
They're great.
That sounds great.
They have a really unique thing going
so
on.
Weird. So that's what you did. What did you do, Carolyn?
What did I do?
Didn't you clean out your fridge?
Oh.
Yeah, that's always in need of definitely.
Exciting life. Fridge cleaning.
I'm still riding high on the being in the studio this week.
That's right. You recorded. That's
you
what
did record on Tuesday.
And I kind of pulled some rock star moves. The moment it was time for guitar tracks, I came in and like did the right order, guitar first, then the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the music stand falls over and you're holding headphones and a music stand and your straps let go of your guitar and slam it right into the ground.
Oh no, is your guitar
right
okay?
Right on the jack.
So yeah, we're in the other room and we just hear that through the headphones and it's like, oh, that sounded expensive.
So it did, yeah, right? So I picked it up and like the jack plate's broke, so the output jack is just kind of dangling.
Oh god.
But it still has signal, so
yes,
I'm like, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, go.
I heard her like turn up the volume and strum and noise came out. We're like, we're in.
Let's do
it. Do it.
Yeah, I played in that guitar on Saturday, and it's, you just gotta like.
Put, it's just dangling.
Yeah,
that's
you just
all.
Gotta sneak the just jack gotta be in careful. The output, and it's just hanging from the guitar.
So I felt kind of like a rock star for just proceeding with tracks after
nice.
Having broken
that's
my
so
thing.
Punk rock.
That is actually. Yeah. Quite punk rock.
Like it's good, yeah. Jack Slack would
approve. You made a wise choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm super excited. We did one complete song here at Dogwater, which we are going to release on Wednesday.
Oh, good.
First day of spring.
Like Bandcamp or something? Or where will I find it so I can link it on the blog?
You can find Betty's stuff on Bandcamp
okay.
and SoundCloud. I'm not sure what's going on with Reverb Nation. Mm. We might dump that because it's just not a viable format for
yeah.
us.
It's not really a thing
so,
anymore, yeah.
Kind of not.
Nobody's
yeah.
doing that. SoundCloud and Bandcamp.
Okay. I'll link that. And then you guys are working on some stuff. And did we mention? Did we ever finally figure out like when it's actually going to come out? Or
no.
Do we know?
We don't really know just yet.
The rule of thumb is.
Well, go ahead.
The rule of thumb is it'll be done when it's done.
We're getting
but
close.
I know that phrase.
We're in the final stages of tracking. We're hoping to put it out. Summer-ish.
Okay. Summer-ish. We'll be looking for some summer-ish album release show.
Yes.
Yes. Raksha-paksha.
Yes.
That'll be fun. Do we want to get one more song and then talk about what's going on this weekend?
That sounds great.
I just want to say, hey, Mike Doty was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. Also
the,
that.
Saint, yeah. At the Saint.
And on Friday at Dead Ringer, we had an awesome metal show, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Yeah. So, it was sold out.
The F out.
People
metal
are going
show.
To music again. Good job, yeah. guys.
Yeah, good.
Metal has a new venue in Dead Ringer now. So come
okay.
and check us out. We've got a lot of good metal shows coming up. We'll talk about it in the next segment.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, I hope everybody brought a box of Kleenex.
Yeah. Oh, is it going to get sad?
It's actually going to get sad.
I have a Kleenex in my bra, so I can legit just pull it out.
If you remember last time we were on the podcast almost exactly 2 years ago,
2 years
we had
two
some,
days.
We had some banter on that show about friends leaving the party.
Mm. Oh, God.
And as we left that night, we found out that one of Shaolin's friends left the party.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, I hate to wrap it right back around there, it is an important thing to talk about.
It is.
I think people need to remember that happens and that there are people who care about you and you can reach out if you need help. Please reach out to friends, to family.
Yeah.
Please
You're
reach
never
out
as alone
if you need
you
help.
Think.
Please don't leave the party without checking with somebody first.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my friends... was done. And that had never happened to me before. I'd never known somebody to commit suicide before. And changes your whole world. And then about a year later, I had written a song for her. And it actually came from, there was a New Year's Eve where her and I were hanging out together. And I have this weird, quirky New Year's Eve tradition where I like to write a song, and it stems from failed New Year's resolutions to write songs.
Yeah.
so I'm always like, I said I was going to do that this year, and so I better do that real quick. So I just turned it into a tradition. I write a song on New Year's Eve, and some of them suck, and some of them get recorded and turn into real things. So we were doing that, and she was like, I've never gotten to write a song. I have ideas sometimes. And I was like, well, show me your idea. And so we sat down at a piano and she started singing. And the words that she sang were, it's not your fault. And that was it. That was all she had for that. And at the time, I didn't really think anything of it. And then after she had left, I I went back and was listening to that and was like, okay, I'm going to finish this song for you.
Wow. Very cool. So
this song is for my friend Jasmine. And it's probably going to make you cry, and I'm sorry about that. And
I got Kleenex. I'm good.
Great. Awesome. Cool.
I'm already using it.
The song is called River Fault.
Like a stream in a forest, your name is engraved in me. The back of my head, edge of my mouth, just out of reach. And the water flows narrow, but some days it wells up in me. What I didn't do to be more to you pools on the beach. And when I think I'll drown in the bitter lake, can hear your voice ring out for my sake. And I'll never know what you meant when you sang, it's not your fault, it's not your fault. I praise the day the guilt stone rises to my I'll never get over you. Time flows swiftly, and a year has carried you from me. Journeys long led and memories made seem far away. And the river you swam in, cold and dark, it envelops me. To feel what you felt, the empathy's welt pulls down its prey. And when I think I'll drown in the bitter lake, your voice warms and warns for your mourner's sake. And now I know what you meant when you sang, it's not your fault, it's not your fault. So I embrace the day and guilt a stone drops from my view. So I'll be okay, but I'll never get over you.
Sorry.
That was
beautiful.
Thank
I
you.
Cried.
I did too.
Oof. Yeah,
you
me
got
also
me.
Too.
Right in the feelings.
No, it's a really great song.
Thank you.
Yeah, good job on that.
Well, feelings like that and others like them are sponsored by our good friends over at thisisreno.com. Yeah, I'm just, I got nothing. I got nothing.
I know.
If you're feeling lost and alone, please reach out to our sponsors.
You know, you could reach out to Bob. It's fine. I'm sure he would.
Bob and This Is Reno is there for you. This Is Reno is your source for daily Reno news and events in Reno Sparks, the Truckee Meadows, and beyond. Founded in 2009, we are locally owned and operated. We are frequently newsbreakers, often covering what other media do not, and offer a true local voice to Reno news and events via our social media, podcast, website, and e-newsletter. We also offer free event listings in our comprehensive events calendar, and when you need events promotions, advertising, or want to see your news story reach thousands, please consider advertising with us as well. Thank you on behalf of ThisIsReno.com.
Thanks,
This Is Reno.
Thanks, This Is Reno.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Good job, Bob.
We got a couple things going on this weekend. I will start. I'm gonna leave the Dead Ringer stuff to you, Rory.
Yes.
There's a good show on Thursday with Slow Wow, but I'll let you talk about that.
Ton of stuff going on there soon.
But I'm gonna go to Los Pistoleros on Friday.
Oh, God,
they're at
I
Bluebird.
Them.
They hardly ever play. So, like, shit. If you guys want to go see a really great rock show on Friday night, go to Bluebird.
Where is
at
Bluebird?
9 p.m. Bluebird is the old underground bodega.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, that place.
Okay.
And then we've got Saturday, Nick Ying and Gina Rose at Picnic. And then, let's see. Oh, you have some. Do you have something Saturday? What do you have?
Me? Is that
a release show for Nick Ying? Is he putting out his record yet?
I know. I just read that, and then I thought that was the album release party, but I realized it's at Picnic, and his album release is actually at Dead Ringer, right?
Nick Ying.
Isn't it?
Nick Ying?
No, we had a show with him last month. No,
I like how his name sounds like a verb.
Nick Ying. No, he does have an album release coming up soon, but I'm not saying it right now. But, so then we've got Drink 182 March Sadness Edition at Bluebird.
Oh, yeah.
So it's our good buddy Kyle Campbell does this amazing, awesome emo night every month, third or two. So if you can make it out to that, do it. It's hilarious. They've got live bands singing covers of all your favorite emo tunes from the mid-aughts. It's super fun. It's super fun. We all just, get drunk and cry. And that's great.
Yeah.
We've got, okay, so...
A little bit like tonight.
One cool thing that's happening, it's happening soon, it's actually happening next week, is Lucas Paul's Kid Rocker Camp.
Yay.
So Paul is great.
He is great.
I love him.
And he's got this great
Kid Rocker
camp.
Spring Break Day Music Day Camp.
Yeah. I'm excited for him. I think he's going to do a fantastic job with this project.
Me too. I think it's a really great idea. And so we shared all the information on our Worst Little Podcast Facebook page earlier. So if you want information on that, click through, and I'll also link it in the blog. Get a hold of him if you guys want to get your kids in on that. It's pretty cool. And then, what else is there? I think that's all I've got.
You go over to my stuff?
Yeah,
go for it.
It's your turn.
First of all, I would like to start by, to the person whose name I can't remember, just because I'm blanking on it at the moment. I was talking to you outside of Dead Ringer. The name of the bar that Jub Jubs used to be is Stoney's.
Ah,
you were
right.
Correct. It began with an S.
And the Broken Spoke.
And the Broken Spoke. I could remember that. I couldn't remember Stoney's. So that's just a little non sequitur to the listener I was
Stoney's,
speaking with.
And they had like neon green with fire.
I remember.
So over at Dead Ringer this weekend, like Kim mentioned, on Thursday, we've got a really cool show. Two touring bands, Goodbye Honolulu from Toronto, Canada, and Loose from the PDX
That's
area.
Confusing.
Yes, I know, right? but also a local fan fave, Slow Wow, will be there rocking your melting your faces off. They've got a bunch of new material, and they are really stoked to see us for the show.
Nice.
That's going to be a free show, so please come on out and check that out. On Friday, I think we also have another free show. The only details I have is there's this band called Dumb, and they had a show fall through, and they're willing to play for free, and they're going to try to get some friends to come and play with them.
Well, that sounds promising.
For a Friday.
Their name's Dumb, right?
Yeah. For a punk rock Friday night, it's not going to be horrible.
And, you know, they get to play, you get annoyed, it's fine.
They just
it's
hit me
exchange.
Up last week, but hey, they're going to...
I'm teasing, I don't think they'll annoy you.
They're stuck in Reno one way or the other. I actually...
Roll
I really,
the dice, take a chance.
I really like their sound. They've got, I think they have a keyboard. It's this like kind of almost like poppy little punk rock sound, garage
oh,
rock
you
thing.
They sent you something to actually listen to.
Yeah, no, they okay. sound great. Like I just, I it's yeah.
Just, hey, can we play? We're called.
Yeah, I pictured like I pictured,
you don't know what the fuck we're doing.
I pictured like Nathaniel from the high school booster club being like, hey. Our gig fell through, so
Napoleon Dynamite's
right,
band,
yeah, yeah, moon boots and baseball tees, yeah.
Let's see, and then that is all. That's what Friday, and then Saturday we've got a huge, huge metal show. Bears Amongst Men, Mugshot Farewell, and then the local act is Cell, a brand new band with my good friend Jonathan as the drummer. So looking forward to that. Mugshot Farewell have just released a couple new albums. They're all on the hardcore metal side of things. We're looking forward to a really exciting show there. And then on Sunday, local...
Impurities is playing.
I was going to say, yeah, Impurities is coming back from their tour that night with The Adventures Of. Unfortunately, World Without had to cancel, and they're going to pick up a third band for the bill. So that's what's going on at Dead Ringer.
Are they all
going
to pick them up? Like collectively?
Yeah.
They're going to like get them on
a
table and everybody's going to have to lift
poor Bill.
Another band.
Is he ready for this?
Yeah, I don't know.
So we're looking to a really great weekend over at the Dead Ringer. So please come check us out. We got a lot of different styles of music, cool stuff. Like last week, we also had Athena McIntyre in and Bells of the Levee, which was this really great, great, these two gals with banjos and mandolins. And we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. So please check us out on all the calendars.
It's a great venue. I really enjoyed playing there.
Yeah. Thank you.
I also enjoyed it.
It's cool. I think it's probably our next up and coming like big place. And I'm not just saying that because you work there, but full disclosure, you do work there. But right. I really do like I do like the place, and everybody who's actually been to shows there is like really like giving me a lot of good feedback about like, you know, things need to improve.
Cool.
Things
the
are
space
things
is
are
so
growing.
Much nicer.
It's improving.
It's improving.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
But
for
it's
sure.
like it's probably our next best, you know, thing in Reno right now.
Well,
and
we're walking
great.
Distance from downtown and all your favorite bars. Yeah. We're really not that far off the loop. You just have
really
to
not.
Walk past the Morris Burner Hotel.
And there's no and there's no construction
so
down there anymore.
No, I mean that as a landmark.
Parking,
rather than like a caveat. Yeah. But you're going to go over to
like
Davidson's.
Like it's a gauntlet you have to run.
You'll go over to Davidson's. You'll go to Lead Dog. You'll go to Bluebird. Come see Dead Ringer. We've got live music now. Yeah.
That's cool.
And game shows. Drunk
Fourth
Jenga.
Fourth Street's fun when you want to
be. I know, I
missed
that. How
like,
was it?
Nice, dirty Reno.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of the real Reno on Fourth
and it,
Street.
But it's like, nice, dirty Reno because it's well lit now.
And there's shit to
do. Yeah, oh, there's, yeah.
Yeah. There's plenty of entertainment.
There are far fewer swingers clubs.
But it seems to me like it's always
clubs.
Kind of been that way. Like, do you remember Area 51?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Planet 9 right
like,
next
there's
door.
There's always been some, like,
when was that?
Skeevy, awesome.
The
90s.
Like,
99.
Way before my time. Okay.
That, I don't know.
Area 51
my band
was great.
Fat Couch played with Lit there.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
Before Lit
like,
was on the radio.
Just, like, a couple years ago.
Hey, Rick. Yeah.
Mr. J's. Mr. J's.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So I'm checking our Patreon page right now, and I see we've got new subscribers.
What?
Like right now?
Like right now.
They heard us before we even published
I'm
the
like,
episode.
Do you see it? Do you know who they are?
Can we're going to listen to Raksha Paksha mess up. I will pay $5 for that.
Psychically.
I'm just curious if you know of anybody new, because we've got 14 Patreon subscribers now.
No.
And that's more than we had last week. So maybe they did during this show.
Woo! Hey, thank
so,
you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Perhaps it was the tea whisper
welcome,
instructions.
And I hope you enjoyed the bonus content you've already received in the
thanks,
future.
Thanks, everybody.
No, dude, but the
you
normally,
will have already
I always
received.
Get an email when there's a new Patreon subscriber, and I haven't gotten any of those emails. I wonder if something is broken.
God, I hope not. The internet has been broken this week.
Pen that's 15.
Behind the scenes ass shit. There, what does he say?
Oh, Chewy.
Where is that? Peeling back the onion? What?
That was the, it, yeah, what does he say?
That was some behind-the-scenes shit there. I think that's what he says.
Mm-hmm. That was some behind-the-scenes-ass shit right there.
Yeah. All right, we were close. We were both close.
Aw, Chewy.
Yeah, we missed you, Chewy. Chewy listens to our show every week, even when he's not here.
He gives us notes and tells us when we do it wrong.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, just like when he was here.
He always tells us we do a good... Actually, you know, he only tells us we do a good job like when he actually likes the episode. So any week that he doesn't give us feedback...
That's
I feel
telling
like he
us
just,
we did it wrong.
I feel like
I,
it's him telling us
I
we fucked up.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll say, I really like the name the band.
Yeah.
Show. That was a really good one.
Then, it's like, the band sounded great. And it's like, oh, what about us, dude? I guess that means we didn't.
The band sounded great.
We suck. We suck. And, sorry, guys. We are the worst little podcast. So, I mean,
you know,
I hope
strive for excellence.
Aim low, we'll never be disappointed. Yep.
We are voted best worst little podcast, actually, though. Right? We still have our award up there.
That's right. You can't take
always
that away
under
from
promise
us.
And over deliver.
And shit all over everything.
That's right. Fuck Chewy.
And with that. That's a nice place to leave off.
I think so. I got a show to get to. And
do you guys
want to
do one or two more
we
songs?
We have one more song.
One more
we
song?
Have
one
okay,
more song
perfect
for you. Anything else you want to share before you go downstairs?
Just love for your brothers and sisters. Please be kind to each other. Watch out for each other.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a scary world out there.
Yeah.
Kindness. Do your part to be kind.
Try to
and
make
be
it
nice.
Less scary and awful for kindness. Everyone you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try to vote as well, please.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
Remember that changes get made at the state level, because once the states speak their piece and make their votes, then eventually the federal government has to comply. So let's get some grassroots vote in your state.
Like, Washoe County School Board meeting Thursday at 5.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's going to be a good time.
I don't even have kids, and I'm following the shit show.
And I'm like, ooh, somebody's going to get it.
Yeah, it's real
that
bad.
Shit's for commies.
Thanks to Bob Conrad from This Is Reno for his comprehensive and amazing coverage, actually, of
him and
Joe saga.
Thank you, Bob Conrad, for your work.
Bob and Joe Hart, both of them have been really erstwhile local journalists on this one.
Yeah, please keep it real. Anyway, let's play another song.
Yeah.
Well, while she's going to get set up, I'll go ahead and close up shop here. Well, it's been another great week here in podcast land. Thank you all for listening.
Woo.
Oh, wait, Nick. Nick,
I just want to know, next week, Cadillac Kim is hosting the show.
Yeah,
all by yourself.
Me. Oh, God. You guys suck.
Yep. We're taking, taking next
awesome.
Week off.
It's going to be awesome.
For the last week of
next March. Next week, we've got Kelly Proud and Kristen McMullen on the show, and some friends possibly popping in. We'll see. Might be some new faces that you've not heard of. Might be some interesting collaborations happening on the show live while this happens. So it'll be a music heavy show, less talk heavy show. But I really just wanted to focus on
less cock, more rock.
Well, I mean, you know, it is Women's March. No, less cock, more rock. I'm fine with that. Yep.
Yeah,
sounds good. Yeah,
amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. All of our shows this month so far have been amazing. And thank you guys all for listening. It's been really rewarding and awesome to be here for
way to put
that.
It together this month, Kim. Good job.
Hey.
You brought together a lot of really cool talent.
Yay.
Thank you.
No, I mean, thanks, Reno, for having all the cool talent.
Right?
Because otherwise I wouldn't
job, Reno.
Be able to do any of this shit. Not for you guys.
So,
if Reno only had yodelers.
Oh, God.
So, and this is going to be my last time doing this for a couple of weeks because I'm going to go on vacation.
That's right.
So, for Nick Ramirez, Cadillac Kim, Dogwater Dick, Chewy, all the interns, and my family, this has been another great episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World with Raksha Paksha. I love these ladies. So
we love you back, Rory.
Aww.
Life is short. I love you. Good night, ladies.
Woo.
Good night.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Okay. So this last song is a reminder that sometimes life is hard and sometimes you gotta make the decision that you don't want to make, even though it's the better thing. And, you know, just a reminder to let yourself grow. Mom, would you like to count us off?
Oh, yeah. This is the one I count us in. And this song goes at a right good British clip. One, two, start the song when I finish my sentence.
You know why that doesn't work? You usually put sentence into two syllables.
Oh, that's true.
Which
that's
is
how
why
I messed
that
it
didn't,
up.
Can,
okay. So
we're going to try it again. Can we cut this out? Or maybe
yes,
it'll be
can.
Funnier if we don't. I don't know.
That's
we're going to try it again.
Okay. A right good British clip. Start the song when I finish my sentence.
Sophie, let's rain off. Do you want to try? Sorry, I'm sorry. Let's start together.
Let's just start the song like regular.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, one, two, ready, go.
Sophie, let's rain above the leash and it runs up ahead. It entertains all of the new things that could be said. She rolls them over in her mouth, formulates his he's miles behind, so when she says no, he doesn't know why. She won't let, she won't let. potential for the love in the stars in his eyes. She sees nights up late in the kitchen, laughing and cries. More than she sees all of the conflict, contention and fights. Choosing her battles, she blows kisses in those lovely nights. And she won't let it happen. Shaking, keeping time with his head's hobbled in. But then he pours it down the sink and he doesn't give in. No, he won't let it happen.
Down before I haul off and smack you upside your wide head.
I love you.